maybe you can hear it on the
Follow Elizabeth on Twitter right now. Keyword Food Nation Radio. And visit ElizabethDougherty.com for restaurant reviews, recipes, her blog, and a whole lot more. Once again, here's Elizabeth.
Hey, everybody. We're back. You're listening to Food Nation Radio Network. So we talked to this guy this week, Professor Leary, and he's from Canada, University of Guelph. Mm-hmm. He talks about a study he did that shows that rats showed an addiction similar to cocaine to high fructose corn syrup. Let's play some of the clips from that.
We do a minor surgical procedure, and they have the opportunity to press a lever, and pressing on the lever results in an infusion of a solution in their mouth.
So what he did is he had these rats, and they would be able to take in this corn syrup for, I think he only did it for 3 hours a day or something like that. But the rate at which they were doing this kept increasing. Let's listen to the second one.
I've been studying self-administration of cocaine and self-administration of heroin and self-administration of oxycodone for several years. And what we reported is that the self-administration of this sugar looks like self-administration of cocaine. And on that behavioral level, we see the same type of results.
Isn't that fascinating?
It is. It's kind of scary when you think about it, because mostly who eats high fructose corn syrup are kids.
It's in everything from syrup that you put on your breakfast to the ketchup.
Soft drinks.
Soft drinks, ketchup on your burgers. It's on everything.
Popsicles you eat over the summer, a lot of the ice creams. Yeah.
High fructose corn syrup.
That's right. Let's play the next one.
We've just published a study where we studied cookies, a much more complex food in the sense of nutritional components, but certainly very sweet and also high in fat. And what we have found in that study was that the animals that were more sensitive to reward, I suppose, were also more sensitive to cocaine-induced reward.
Wow.
Fascinating.
I know. I mean, I knew people like to eat sugar and they get sort of addictions to sugar. And I've even had people describe to me that their craving for sugar felt like an addiction.
Mm-hmm.
But this is some real evidence here.
That he is testing lab rats and finding that same type of behavior with those very, very dangerous drugs. It makes me wonder whether testing was adequately done before this product was released to the market.
Well, and also, his background is in addiction and drugs. So he can see those correlations that other people might not see in the brain and everything else. It's fascinating.
And again, once again, were there adequate tests before HFCS was put on the market years ago? Or maybe there was and they knew what the results would be.
Well, later in the show, we're going to be talking about aspartame, too.
Yep.
Same kind of thing. Do we have more clips?
Yes, we do. One more. Listen to this.
All right.
So we believe that the brain, I suppose, a biological predisposition to be very sensitive to reward caused by strong stimuli, such as drugs of abuse and very sweet and fatty foods.
Wow. It's really interesting how he draws that correlation and that, I can't stress enough how many products that are in kids' lunches that they bring to school, cookies and all sorts of things that have this high fructose corn syrup.
It's in the drink boxes that you give your kids. It's in the fluids, the liquids. I don't want to say a trade name that you drink when you're thirsty and it re-nourishes you. It's in everything right now. And, of course, all the soft drinks.
Yep, absolutely. So all you have to do, you can buy soft drinks without that ingredient in them. You just have to look. Just start to look at labels, and you'll be able to ascertain what does and what doesn't, and just don't bring that stuff home.
But the fact that he's doing the research now, after it's been out on the market for what? How many years? 20 years now?
They're finally
seeing some addictive-type behaviors after, the problems with diabetes and obesity in this country, and now they're finally doing the research? This is why people are standing out on the streets this weekend, protesting that they want to know what's in the foods they're eating.
Miss any part of the show? Download the podcast and listen anytime at ElizabethDoherty.com. And be sure to follow Elizabeth on Twitter, keyword Food Nation Radio. This is the Food Nation Radio Network with Elizabeth Doherty.